Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
The Big Five today is brought to you by On Deck Small Business Loans. All right, everybody, I can see you calling. The keyword is not for the Dodgers tickets, everyone. It's for the signed autograph baseball. Padres autograph baseball. This is the keyword. Enter the keyword FLY, F-L-Y, at 973thefansd.com/autographs for your chance to win a baseball signed by a Padres player. Keyword is FLY, F-L-Y. At 973thefansd.com.
I thought they were calling because they were calling early for Gwynn and Chris. Or Gwynn versus the fans.
Oh, they may have been, but
no, you're probably right. It probably was the word. We're still like 20 minutes away from.
Yeah, we are. We are 20 minutes away.
Gwynn versus the fans.
Yes. So. We have the Big Five to get to, everybody.
Number five.
And friend of the show, Will Leitch, put out an article on MLB.com about seven players who could be the next to hit 50 home runs in a season because Aaron Judge did it this year. Only 11 players have done it since Barry Bonds set the home run record with 73 back in 2001.
We're talking just 50.
Just 50. Okay. Just reach 50. I'm sure people are going to have fun with their number two on the list, his number two on the list, but he has Fernando Tatis Jr. only behind Vlad Jr. of the Blue Jays for the next player that's going to hit 50 home runs. Keep in mind, Pete Alonso did this his rookie year. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, he was
53 in his rookie year. So, Tony, you're up first here. Will Fernando have a 50-homer season in his career? Okay.
50s, that's a lot, man.
I mean, only 11 people have done it.
So, yeah, no, I don't think he'll get 50.
Oh man, you're. I was gonna say just because he had what 42 last year and he missed a bunch of time, he would need eight more. And there's also questions now about how he hit those 42.
Forget that. I don't have questions about that. Okay. I just think 50's a lot. That's a big number. You got to be a lot has to go right for you to get to 50. Aside from being able to actually get to 50.
He played 130 games last year. He hit 42 home runs. I mean, he could have been there if he played those other 32 games, but we'll never know. My answer, I'm just going to say for good measure, yes, why not? I think Fernando at least one time in his career has 50 home runs, and I hope we all cheer him for it, too.
Yeah, for good measure, why not?
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah. I talked about this last week, but if the season ended today, the Padres would be in the 5-seed spot, taking on the 4-seed Braves. These wild card games are now set to take place next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So here's the question we asked last week, Tony, and I'm going to get your answer now. But first, I'm going to tell you what our logic was, because the question is this. Who would be your three pitchers for the Padres in the playoffs? Three starting pitchers. And it would go Yu Darvish. That's easy. Number one. Number two, Joe Musgrove. I feel like Bob Melvin trusts Joe Musgrove to go out there and be the number two guy. And then my number three after yesterday is Blake Snell. It is the third starting pitcher. Now, some were saying that Joe could be three and Snell could be two. Or some were saying that Clevinger, last night took Clevinger out of the mix. How would you go with your first three pitchers in the wild card round?
Darvish, Snell, Musgrove.
You would go Snell just to go right, left, right?
No, I think Blake is throwing the ball a little bit better right now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's it. Just like that.
I've been thinking about this for a little bit of time now.
You guys do talk about this sometimes.
We talk about this a lot.
During the
but
game.
Not even necessarily during the game. We just, you know, I think about it a lot because I think this team could make some noise. I really do.
And that second game, obviously, is very, very, very important.
And if Clev is right, if, you know, now you got a fourth, you know.
There was also ideas of maybe piggybacking, like Joe Musgrove, Mike Clevenger, or even if they need it, Nick Martinez.
Yeah, no, this ain't the regular season, so you're not
no piggybacking.
You're not piggybacking. You use the guy as long as he can go, and then you pivot from there. Like you can't give up two pitchers in a game unless they are going to complete it. Because if they don't, you know, now you could have used a guy that maybe had a little more leverage to use him in a higher leverage spot. That's just, you go with your, that's why the rotation gets shortened, because you want those guys to go. Now, the leash is going to be short on even those three starters.
Yeah, it will be. I forget that playoff baseball is just a whole different strategy
different
than
monster.
Regular season.
It's the reason why Bo Mel had been given such a long leash so long early in the season until we got to like mid-August, September. He stopped kind of because the bullpen has been, they have probably less innings than anybody other than I think the Dodgers, who have the starters have gone the longest in the season. Padres are second, so.
All right. I've clicked it three times now.
Number three.
There it is. Chargers got blown out by the Jacksonville Jaguars at home yesterday, 38-10, and many were surprised that quarterback Justin Herbert played with his fractured rib cartilage. It was not a good game for Herbert. He looked off. He was taking hits, and he was in the game until very late in the game when the game was out of reach. Head coach Brandon Staley said, quote, he wanted to be out there with his teammates, end quote. And when asked about it in the post-game press conference, here is what Justin Herbert said to the media.
Justin, what went into your decision to bring, so you had a discussion, your decision to stay in late in the game?
I just didn't want to quit on my team. You know, obviously a tough day for us, but didn't want to go out and, you know, felt like we were getting the ball up quick, so I didn't want to quit on my team.
How do you balance not quitting on your team, but knowing that you're also dealing with a pretty significant injury?
You know, it's what the team needs, and sometimes you have to put your own goals and everything ahead or behind the team, and, you know, I think that's what's most important, and I felt like I was safe out there, and, you know, I didn't want to quit on my team.
So that is him in the press conference after, and everybody was like, kind of like, man, what are the Chargers doing? People here in San Diego have asked that question many, many, many times. But, Tony, the question is this. How would you handle Justin Herbert and his health?
I would let the doctors and Justin Herbert decide what he wants to do with his own body here. Here's the deal. It sounds like this injury is going to be this injury
throughout the year.
Throughout the year. He could sit 4 weeks and this injury is still going to be the same. So if that's the case and he wants to play, he's not making it worse. Why not? I mean, it's football. Like, it's if the injury is not going to get better, it sounds like this is his year. Now he's got to deal with, what is it, cartilage,
fractured rib cartilage. I found out what that is.
Explain, please.
I don't know what it does, but it's in the front of your ribs, and it's like basically what's connecting your ribs to
together.
Like, yeah, like your body, kind of like it holds it all together. Like,
so that thing is just like floating there.
It kind of is. Oh, yeah, I don't even know how you fracture it, but he did fracture it.
Man, that seems like it hurts.
It does. It really does. I just don't like how Brandon Staley is so nonchalant about this whole thing.
He is kind of, it's borderline dismissive.
Borderline dismissive. Okay, I'm not crazy, because he's like, after the game last week, he's like, oh, it's football. He took a big hit. Like, what? He was lying on the ground in a lot of pain. And he has fractured rib cartilage.
We would later find out that that wasn't his only answer to.
No, oh, yeah, you're right. And I have that in my head for some reason, one little part of the answer.
No, if he just left it at that, yeah, you'd be right. But he's kind of dismissive.
Justin Herbert.
Listen, and in some ways, I understand it. Justin Herbert was asked this question like 12 different ways, the same question 12 different ways. And he answered it cool until they started asking him about the painkiller. If he took the shot, he was like, I'm keeping that to myself.
Okay.
Why?
He had to have taken the shot. He had to have.
He has left it for your imagination to decide, because he did not
confirm
or deny.
I don't care if he takes the shot.
Apparently he does, because he didn't want anybody to know whether he did or didn't.
Well, I think there's circumstances surrounding the last rib fracture shot.
The one that might cost him $5
million? Yeah, to Rod Taylor.
Well, it would cost the doctor $5 million. Yeah. Like. He's not suing the school or the team. He's suing the...
Which is unfortunate. He should just sue the team as well. But
you don't burn those bridges if you plan to be around for a little bit.
Chargers are in big trouble already. 1-2. Not good for them right now. And I think you should probably... You made a good point, Tony. If this is going to be an injury the entire year, he's just going to have to deal with it. And if he gets to a point where he can't play,
he can say, hey, I can't do it. Right.
All right. He just didn't look good yesterday.
I don't know. You say he didn't look good, but I watched this dude throw a pass about 70 yards.
I did see that, too.
Moving the opposite way with just a flick of the wrist.
I did see that, too. There were some turnovers early in the game. You need to practice, too. Anyway, we're getting too far off base.
Number two.
I'm getting too far off base. For years, many people have said the NFL's Pro Bowl was just not very good anymore, and the NFL listened, and they also have a substitution for it. According to many reports, the NFL is replacing the Pro Bowl with a multi-day skills competition and a flag football game that will be played in Las Vegas the Sunday before the Super Bowl. I also read Peyton Manning and his production company are going to be involved in this Pro Bowl replacement.
Oh, the flag.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm up first. What do we think? Just get rid of everything. Have a celebration. I don't need a skills challenge. Do the awards that week, because the Super Bowl team players can be there. I just don't care about the Pro Bowl anymore. I just don't. And I don't know. I know there's money to be made for the NFL, but you can go without that.
Aside from the money part.
Pocket change of $1 billion that you're probably making from it.
Aside from the money part, I'm willing to give Flag a chance, man.
Really?
These are like some of the best athletes in the world.
Okay.
About to play. Like, they're actually going to play now. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, I don't want to get hurt because they're afraid of tackling.
Yeah,
that's true. They're just grabbing flags now. They'll go a little bit harder. I'm kind of interested in see if it can work. Now, I'm open to the fact that it might not, but I'm willing to give this a shot.
They're going to throw a 15-yard penalty on a flag guard.
No, right?
I guess I'm willing to give it a shot, too. I'm going to probably tune in. Well, who am I kidding? I say all these mean things, and then it's like, you're going to tune in.
You're scraby.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yankees star Aaron Judge has everyone watching him as he tries to tie Roger Maris and hit his 61st home run of the season. And he's getting pretty historic treatment. I was watching the game between... I think it was Vanderbilt and Clemson on Saturday. And ABC had a cut-in every time that Aaron Judge came up to the plate. And so they played side-by-side.
Dave Marcus was cutting into my ears every time.
Really?
Aaron Judge is coming up.
Hey, Tony.
It's like in the middle of a call.
Aaron Judge is coming up.
That's really funny. Anyway, they have this whole thing put in place. He has new balls put in every time that he goes up to the plate so they can track the ball and authenticate the ball. But the game ended last night in 6 innings. Fun world. If this is the last final game of the season, how long are they waiting for that game for the rain to go away so he can get like at least one more at bat?
They're going to wait.
They're going to wait. They're gonna wait. That's what I thought too.
They're going to wait. You know what the other funny thing is? Who was it? I don't know. Was it A-Rod's or was it Pujols' ball that the guy kept?
Yeah, Captain Poole said, I don't want it. I don't care.
You know what the interesting thing is? Unless you got that stamp on it, that authentication stamp.
It doesn't mean anything.
It don't mean
nada.
Could
be a baseball you pulled out of your backyard.
Exactly.
All right, Gwynn versus the fans next for Dodgers, Padres tickets, as well as Vegas qualifying. 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.